Wing knot tattoo. Who doesn't want a septum piercing? I'm just saying. Do you have any piercings, Grant? Did you put a cracker in? Come on,
man.
I'm
done with the ad, man.
What? It's a 30-second spot. Okay, this is your second time here.
Sorry, dude.
God, put a cracker in your mouth. Anyway, Grant Glad in studio live, chewing furiously. He's got a new album out. We're going to talk to him on that a little bit, but we're going to get to know him a little bit, and we're going to get a few songs live in the studio. I got an idea, Grant. I'll play one of your songs.
Sounds good.
And you just gotta hang on a second. What's the name of your band?
Sue Lyloons.
Sue Lyloons. And I know that now. You know why I know it?
I put it on the cover this time.
Was that the best advice you got?
It really was.
We'll talk about that in just a little bit. I suck at this. How did this even happen? Loose line. I'm not a very good typer. All right. Grant, you got to save me. Are you done chewing?
I'm done chewing. Yeah,
okay,
we're safe.
Cool. So while I'm doing this, I got to grab your record.
Okay.
Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Grant Glad from the Sue Lyloons out of Minneapolis.
Sue Lyloons. No, where are you from originally?
I'm from Coon Rapids.
Do you call that cities?
I don't, but I mean, if I'm out of state and someone asks where I'm from, I say Minneapolis. Does that make sense?
It totally does. Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Okay, I have four of your songs in here, and I've played all of them today. But I want to know, Don't Let Me Go, Hope, which is pretty badass.
You dig that one?
Yeah.
Charlie Parr is on that one, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, he played that slide guitar.
I was wondering about that. Long Winter, you got some horns in there, and then you also have some real heavy production on a couple of them, too.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of that. Die Young. Now, if I were a DJ, and you were in a band and I had your record and I could play one song right now, what would you have me play?
Die Young.
Die Young.
Yeah.
What's the song about?
That's a great question, man. It's just kind of about, you know, partying too hard, buying into that whole aesthetic that... you know, you better burn out than fade away.
What a bunch of crap, right?
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
Die young, leave a good-looking corpse. Like, a lot of good that's going to do anybody. Yep. Oh, the Sue Lyloons. We'll talk more about this after this. Take a listen to this.
Friends that like to have fun, but not in that movie star way.
The Sioux Line Loons right here on the Happy Trucker Show. Grant, I am, for whatever it's worth, you did a really good job. You did a really good job on this album.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And thank you so much.
I want to learn more about it. Now, we should talk. Now, this is your second time on the show.
Yeah.
I don't really remember how things worked out last time. Like, how did that happen? Somehow you ended up here at one time.
I think you got drunk one night and messaged me on Facebook. Saw that I had a guitar and a profile picture and invited me up.
And you came.
Exactly.
And you came. And you were up here, and I think I vaguely remembered I was drunk while you were here, too. Pretty sure I busted your balls about a couple of things. Do you remember what they were?
I do, and I deserved them all. So the last album, I didn't put the name of the band on the cover of it. I just thought people would know who we were, you know, this no-name band out of Minneapolis. And they didn't. So, you know, I put the name of the band on the cover of this one.
Okay.
And then, dumb question. Can I swear?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. You also said, don't be an asshole.
that sounds about right. That's good life advice, right?
It is good life advice.
And you found that this advice has helped you?
I have found it very helpful.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. I'm glad that you're not an asshole.
Thank you. That's true.
Let's talk about this album, the Sioux Line Loons. So this is a self-titled album?
Yep.
What was the title of the last album?
The last one was A Place No One Belongs, which was taken out of a lyric in one of the songs on that record.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is your second studio album.
Technically the third, because we did one of those corny quarantine sessions records where I recorded an acoustic guitar in my apartment.
Oh, so basically you're like Venmo me and watch me practice in my couch.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, worked out about that well, too.
I think you can be really proud about this. Now, I want to talk about the process. So here you are. You got the new album. I got vinyl. I want to know about that. Don't let me forget to ask you about that. But the record itself. Now, you talked. Did you have this in works pre-pandemic?
So I'd say we were about 70% there pre-pandemic.
Like almost pre-pandemic? I don't know what that means, 70% there.
Wait, so the question was, do we have it ready?
No, when you were going through the process of recording it, was that during or before the pandemic?
Like, the pandemic like split it in half, right? So we recorded it like 70% of it before, and then we had to wrap up the last 30 last summer.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Now, you wrote all these songs?
I wrote most of them. I mean, it was a collective effort. The band wrote them together for the most part.
Now, who's in your band?
So we've got Robin Hatterscheid on the drums. We've got Christy Hatterscheid, his mom, on the violin.
Is that a weird dynamic?
It can be, but
what's
it's
his
not.
Name? Chris and who?
Christy and Rob.
Okay, and Rob is the drummer?
Yep.
So now, when you guys are out playing a gig pre-pandemic,
yep,
and you're out there, and everybody thinks drummers are sexy, so there's all these girls hitting on Rob while he's up there playing the drums, and he's like, hey, meet my mom. Is that weird?
It would be, but Rob has a girlfriend.
Well, that would be even weirder.
It would be. It would be weirder. But no, it was. I mean, Christy kind of kept us in line. It's nice to have a band mom. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So, is that what you guys call her? Is she okay with that?
I don't think I've ever called her that. That was the first time said that.
Well, Emma and I have been watching Survivor a lot, and the moms always get voted out like mid show. So
really?
Christy, drop that and smack him for that. Nope, she's the fiddle player in the band, right?
She is, yep.
Yeah, she keeps you guys. No, Rob, is Rob's girlfriend in the band?
She's not, no.
Yet,
no.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We haven't got the whole Hatterscheid family yet. We're working on it one step at a time.
Okay, so you got Rob and Christy, fiddle and drums, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like Christmas time. Hey, mom, you want to play a Christmas song? Boom, boom, shh. Boom. I can see. I'm picking it up.
It could work.
Okay. And so you got Rob and Christy.
Yep. And then we got Eric Lofsgaarden. He's kind of a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, singer. So he was playing mandolin, acoustic guitar, you know, banjo in a spot. So he did a little bit of everything.
So these are all the players that are on this album.
Yeah.
As well. So you guys are in studio. So when you say multi-instrumentalist, he could be playing the mandolin on one track, but you're going track by track recording. So you can be like, hey, you know what? I think a little banjo would be cool in
here.
That's
exactly it. Yep.
What a great asset. So you got Eric.
Yep.
And Eric's not related to anybody.
He's not related to anybody. The relations end with the Hatterscheids.
Okay, Hatterscheids. Yep. Okay. Well, I'm glad that they didn't go with the Hatterscheid family band, because that'd make it weird.
It would have been a little strange.
Okay, so now we got Eric. Who else is in your band?
So then we got Matthew Fox, who he's been in the music industry for like 30 years. He's like our, you know, our wise guy in the band. I mean that in a nice way, not like the Sopranos version.
You're not going to end up with a cow head.
Yeah.
Horse head in your bed.
No. So he's another multi-instrumentalist, and he plays lead guitar on like Die Young. He's playing lead guitar on Can't Stop Singing the Blues. He plays that harmonica on Long Winter. And then we brought him into the band as a bass player, and then we found out he could do everything else. So then we just kind of slowly were like, hey, you know, you're better than us at this, so why don't you give it a crack?
We were talking before we turned the microphones on about how if you're the guy who can remember the words and strum a couple of chords on the acoustic and surround yourself with these great players, like you kind of got it.
Oh yeah, you got it made. My life is easy.
So these, do you have any more permanent members?
We got Hunter Hawthorne, who is the keyboard player.
Oh
yeah.
Like, keyboard players, I noticed, they get almost as particular about their instruments as, like, guitar players and everybody like that. So,
yeah.
So he's just like, is it heavy? Is his keyboard heavy?
It is heavy. And the crazy thing about him is he kind of came on board post-pandemic, like, during the recording sessions, and then he joined them. So he's in the band now, but we haven't had a chance to play a show with him yet.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he plays shows with you when you guys play?
That's the game plan, yeah.
Okay. Any other band members?
I think that's it for the full band.
Now, when you say full band, these are the permanent members. The Sioux Lion Loons is what we're talking about. How many of these band members are in different bands?
Oh, that's a good question. Rob is in three. Hunter's in another one. Matthew's in another one. And
Christy plays at the church. I'm just going to throw that out there.
She doesn't, but... Okay.
Well, that was a good guess.
That was a good guess. Yeah, that was solid. And I think that's it. And then Eric does his own solo stuff. He has solo songwriter stuff that he puts out, too.
So when it comes time to booking, is this going to complicate things? Do you have a group text?
We do have a group text. That helps a lot. So we were able to get through it before. Where it was just like, well, kind of we'd cheat, and we just book gigs with their other bands. They made it easier.
That's not cheating. That's really smart. So you'd be the opening band for the other band, or vice versa.
Yeah, or vice versa, or whatever. And Rob loved it because he could just leave his kid up there all night and he wouldn't have to tear down and set down his drums, you know.
How old is Rob's kid?
His kit. Sorry, the drum kit.
I'm like,
my bad.
I'm like,
geez,
give the kid a tambourine or something.
We also have Rob's kid that we put on stage. He hangs out with us.
Well, that makes sense. The Sioux Lion Loons. So you're talking, so you guys go into the studio and you're obviously the songwriter. You write these songs. You call up. I'm gonna guess you write a good song. You get together with Eric first because he's the other songwriter.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
And you're like, okay, I got this idea, and maybe he tweaks it a little bit, maybe not. Maybe he's like, you know what? Can we throw a minor to turn it around or whatever? You get the chords down, you get it solid, and at this point, you're basically a campfire jam.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Exactly.
Okay. I'm glad that I'm nailing it because sometimes I do this and I'm way off and it makes me look really dumb. So now you got it. So now you guys got to get together and you got to jam. Now, did you guys get together during the pandemic?
No, so we haven't been. Other than in the studio, right? So we were playing, we're jamming in the studio.
How did you guys practice?
We had been practicing for so long before then.
So you had all these songs that are on this album long before,
ready to rock and roll. Yeah.
Okay, so now when it gets into the production, you're getting into the studio, a lot of planning, a lot of investment.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you raise the funds?
So we had, you know,
you can
band,
tell me you don't want to talk about any of this stuff beforehand.
It's all good. So we had the band fund from gigs and from like merch sales.
So when
like
you
that.
Guys go out and you do a gig and they're like $200 plus beer plus tips,
yep.
you take the guarantee and the tips, you put that in a fund, you drink as much beer as you can and you book the next one.
That's it. That's
back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're busting your ass out there humping it with the goal of putting together this album.
That was the name of the game, yep.
Okay, cool. So you get there, and now you call up a studio?
Yeah, so we worked with Minnehaha Recording Company, Tony Williamette down there. So we worked with him on our first record, too. So we had a relationship with him.
Did he not say, put your name on here?
I didn't even run it by him last time.
Okay.
So
he was doing the production. He had nothing to do with the art.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. I can't blame him for anything. I wish I had somebody I could blame for my dumb decisions, but I got nobody.
Okay.
So we just, you know, called him up and he's like, yeah, of course you guys want to be back in the studio. He wasn't surprised at all. So we went back in, started recording everything, trying to do everything live as much as we could. And then, you know, that works for a little while, but like you alluded to earlier, I was kind of the least talented guy in the band, so the vocals are the one we ended up needing to recut after the live take every time. So yeah, we just go in, cut it, you know, recut it if we had to. There's a couple songs on there I think I drove everyone nuts with. Can't Stop Singing the Blues is one. We ended up going back in about three different times to the point where they kind of started joking around that I was like Roger Waters about this thing.
Well, okay. And I've talked with you enough to know, like, you know not to take yourself too serious.
Can't.
But you also understand the amount of time and investment. And if I'm correct, I've been seeing you busting your ass.
Well, thank you.
With this, I've noticed. So you're taking it serious. So if you're going to put this out there,
you want it right.
Yeah, you really do. You don't want to half-ass it.
Exactly. That was exactly it. And it was such minor things, and it was mostly stuff that I had done wrong on like the arrangement side of things. It wasn't anybody else's fault.
Right.
So everyone else is like, well, we played our parts perfectly. You know, everything's great. It sounds good. And I'm like, yeah, but we really need this like stop thing in the bridge. So then we'd end up going back and recutting stuff like that.
Well, because you can hear it differently when you're listening back to it than exactly. You can from
exactly.
Just like playing guitar with Eric.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the other thing about kind of this process too. So the last record was written a lot like what you described, where I'd write it with Eric, bring it to the band. Sorry.
Oh, you're all right. He just smacked me in case he didn't know. We're really close. We're sitting at a card table sharing a microphone. In the basement of my mom's house. The transition's been going really great.
Come on, dinner's ready.
Mom, I'm with my friend. No, just kidding. The studios haven't changed.
Oh, I love it. So, like, we were writing them that way. And then this time, because we were rehearsing so much, we were actually rehearsing at Sound 80, where Bob Dylan recorded part of Blood on the Tracks.
Oh, you're just going to throw that out there?
I have to do that. You have to name drop that if you can.
You know, Sound 80, a little place. You maybe heard about it. Yeah.
You know, that's where we were. So we were rehearsing there every week, and then songs just kept falling out with the band there. And then the band would write it. And then it was like, okay, Grant, go home, write some lyrics to this, and don't screw it up. Like, that was pretty much my job at the end of the day.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
It is a lot of pressure, but it's kind of like, you know, giving your brother the controller that doesn't really work because the game's already played.
So when you're writing these songs, have any of your bandmates ever been like, dude, that's not going to fly?
Not yet. No, they haven't.
That's not their job, though. You got to tell them that. You're the band leader. You got to be like, no, that's not your job. I welcome constructive criticism, but I wrote it this way, and I want it to go this way.
Yeah, they'll give me feedback on something. Like, if I have a really bad line, they'll be like, that's bad.
But you're like, it rhymes.
That's what I'm thinking.
I love it. The Sioux Line Loons. I want to talk more about some of the special guests that have been in here, a little more of the process. I'm going to play Don't Let Me Go off this track. Is that cool?
Yeah, sounds
cool.
Good to me.
You weren't going to play this later, were you?
I was not.
Good, because this is going to suck because Christy isn't here.
Exactly.
Scorn. Don't let me go so easy.
The Soo Line Loons. You just heard it here on the Happy Truck Show. Grant Glad in studio.
Glad you're here.
Hi, I'm Rick Schneider, owner and head distiller of Isani Spirits. I started Isani Spirits with a mission to produce one-of-a-kind whiskeys with a unique flavor Minnesota could call its own. At Isani Spirits, I use locally grown grains from Isani County, Minnesota-made barrels, and Minnesota know-how to create Isani Rye Whiskey, Sunken Bobber Bourbon, and Tilted Cedars Gin. Rural in its heart, punk rock in its soul, ask for it wherever you go.
Do you want to be happier in your life? Want to be more successful in your job or business? I'm Steve Fredlund, and I want to invite you to live the safari way, to live, work, and lead like you are on an African safari. Know where you want to go, get the right peeps in your Jeep, and then lean into the adventure with your head tilted back. Get more happiness and less crappiness in your life starting today. Listen to Happy Productions Live, and then find out more about the safari way at stevefredlund.com.
Grab yourself a beverage and tune in to HappyProductions.live every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock for the Happy Trucker Show.
Drink up, and order again.
Grant Glad in studio. Is that your real name or is that a name name?
It's the real name, man.
Grant Glad.
Yeah.
What nationality is that?
Swedish.
Glad is Swedish?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought I was half German, a little bit Swedish, and then I took one of those ancestry things, and it's like, yeah, you're 92% Scandinavian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Big Glad. Dumb Viking over here.
Is Glad shortened for something?
I don't think so. No.
Glad.
Yeah.
Glad. I can't believe you didn't incorporate Glad, because that's a pretty cool name. It really is.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad is a word that's not used enough.
That's very true.
Like, I'm glad.
Yeah.
That makes me glad.
Yeah. Don't get mad, get glad.
Name of your next album. Make sure you're here. Soo Line Loons. Let's talk. So you referred to earlier, and I can't remember if we're on the air or off the air. You have some guest musicians on this album with
we
you.
We do, yeah.
Who's playing? Who else is playing on this album?
So we got Charlie Parr to come down and play slide guitar on Hope, and he also sings some background vocals. So
how the hell did that happen?
Man, that was cool. So
did
I
you
was,
call him up?
I didn't. I was in the studio with Tony, our producer, and I was playing guitar, doing something, and he kind of looks at me and he goes, "So you're taking this music thing seriously, right?" And I just was like, "Well, yeah, I mean, I'm paying you all this money to record this thing, so yeah, I'm trying to." And he goes, "What do you think about getting Charlie to come down and play on this thing?"
You're like, "Charlie who?"
And exactly. That's exactly what I said. And he goes, "Charlie Parr, I'm working on him with something else, and let me just run it by him and see if he'd be interested." So he sent the track Hope up to Charlie. And do you know Charlie at all?
Yeah.
He's a good dude. But done,
yeah, we go pretty far back.
Yeah, so we emailed it up to him, and he listened to it. And I found this out after the fact when Charlie came down to record. He's like, So
can I pause you really quick?
Yeah.
Don't lose your train of thought. That's my job. You keep me on track. So when you guys recorded, did he come down and play with you, or did he overlay over your tracks?
He overlaid over the tracks because we had already kind of recorded the song, and we honestly thought it was pretty done. It's kind of where we thought we were. But we knew we needed some type of, like, either lead guitar or violin that was going to be more or less playing along.
So Christy got replaced with Charlie Parr.
She did, yeah.
Christy.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm team Christy.
She understood. She got it. So then when Charlie came down, he's like, "You know, I don't have a computer." So, because we had emailed the files to him, and I'm thinking, like, "How did you listen to this?" He goes, "So my son played it for me, and he's not a huge fan of folk music, so he played me like 30 seconds of your song," and then he's like, "Yeah, I think you'll like it." And then Charlie's like, "Okay, I guess I'll do it." And he came on down and played with us after listening to 30 seconds of the song.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it was cool. So not to take it away from you, but one of my Charlie Parr story takeaways. He's down here. I think we're doing lunch. We're talking about something, and we're talking about kids, and his kid is a gamer.
Yeah.
And his kid, you know how nowadays the games, they have like the videos and the real time and stuff like that. And he goes in to talk to his kid, and the kid that he's playing against on the game is like, "Man, your dad looks like Charlie Parr."
That is funny.
Isn't that a great story?
That's a great story.
I love that. Yeah. So then do you mail him a check?
Just paid him cash when he showed up.
How much did you pay him? You have to tell me.
I gotta think about it.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't go there. I'm just kidding. That's cool though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Tell me off the air. So is that one of your selling? Like, is that like in the notes? So when you send out I've been seeing you, you know, you're sending out, you contacted me, I'm sure you're contacting other stations, and you're like, track blow featuring Charlie Parr.
We're trying to lead with that since no one knows who we are. We're just, you know, like, hey, Charlie Parr showed up and played on a song, so, you know, give us a shot.
You should have put his name on the front of the album.
That's probably what we should have done. That would have been smarter.
So kinds of. So speaking of that part, so you're out there and you're doing it. You're doing what you think you need to do. What is the goal?
That's a great question.
Slide your microphone down.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Or sit up.
That's
good posture, bad posture. I don't care.
That's a good question. I think the goal is just to try and make this a sustainable thing, right? Like I don't need people to know who I am when I walk through a grocery store. That's the ridiculous.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. But just to a point where you can kind of, you know, play music for a living and be able to live off of that and go sell out the Turf Club and, you know, whatever the version of the Turf Club is in Idaho and just kind of do that.
And that's it.
That's it.
Now, are you married?
I'm not. No, girlfriend.
Girlfriend of how long?
2 years.
She support you?
She does.
You sure?
Yes.
If you go on a tour to Idaho, to what would be the Turf Club in Idaho, and you're gone for a month and a half, how's that going to go?
We've talked about it. She's not thrilled about the idea, but she's behind it.
What does she do?
She does all sorts of stuff, man. She's more impressive than I am. So she teaches yoga.
Well, that's why I told you to bring her along.
I tried to. That's what I mean. She's more important than me, so she had other stuff to do. She teaches yoga at, like, 4 different studios, teaches bar at a bunch of them.
Like bar, like pouring drinks?
No, it's a workout, and it's hard.
Okay, do you do yoga with her?
I have. It's hard.
So a little, this is funny. We have a lot of, so my wife Emma sitting right there is also
B-A-R-R-E.
Is also a yoga instructor.
It's the wall, and it's kind of like ballet.
Yep.
See how much we have in common? I don't do yoga with Emma. I have done it with her a couple of times too, but it's on my list. We're going to start doing it.
Yeah.
No, that's how we got kids.
Good one, Emma.
That's funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I haven't done yoga in 17 years. So back to the Sioux Line Loon. So the plan is, do you have a day job right now?
I got a day job right now. The goal is to get out of corporate America at some point.
So
right?
You have a corporate job?
Yeah, I've got a corporate job.
What do you do? And without going like too far into
it. I just sell software to schools.
I remember that.
Yeah.
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 Well, you're still doing that?
I'm still doing it.
I bet that that's very profitable during a pandemic when people are working and doing stuff from home. Your technology is just,
yeah. You would think so. I mean, it was pretty all right for a little while because Congress was throwing money at schools for a minute. So it's kind of nice.
Do people at your? So I'm assuming you're working from home.
Yep.
Before you were working from home, did anybody know what you did? Or strive to do for a living?
Outside of work? Yeah. So, I mean, they know. But I think, you know, like corporate people, in their mind, everything outside of work is a hobby. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So they know that's I play in a band, and I'll just let them believe it's a hobby.
Have any of your coworkers ever come to any of your shows?
No, they were going to right before the shutdown. We had a gig at the Hook and Ladder, and a bunch of people bought tickets for it and then canceled.
Harsh, dude.
Yeah, man. It was tough.
Harsh.
Yeah.
So, okay, the Sioux Line Loons. I have a vinyl in my hand. I love the artwork. Who did the artwork?
That's Aaron Wydul, out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Did you pay him to do this?
I did, yeah.
Decent.
Yeah.
You got your money's worth.
Yeah, that guy's cool. That guy's incredible.
You couldn't have found somebody to do this for nothing?
Maybe, but funny story about the artwork guy, too. So I was in Eau Claire for work. I was working at a coffee company. I was selling coffee to restaurants.
Wait a second. I thought you sold technology.
I do now. I used to work for a coffee company.
Okay.
Yeah. So they put me up in a hotel in Eau Claire for basically 6 months.
Sounds awful.
It was terrible. Eau Claire's a great town, but yeah. I spent a lot of time getting wasted at the Green Mill, like, because it was attached to the hotel. So I was out there. And I went down to Water Street, which, if you know Eau Claire, it's where all the bars are, with the intent of getting drunk at a bar different than the Green Mill for a night. And I was walking down, and I walked past this, like, art gallery. It was called Tangled Up in Hue. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And Aaron had a piece of art just hanging in there, and it was really cool. It was, like, this old man with a factory on his back, like, you know, kind of pushing him down, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's great. That's exactly how I feel after this company put me up in Eau Claire for 6 months. Like, you know, this is awful. So I went in and I bought it, hung on my wall for like 2 years, then when I went to make the next record, I was like, I didn't even know who Aaron was because his name wasn't on the art anywhere. So I had to track him down through Tangled Up and Hue to get his like contact information. And then I found
out. Did you give him the same advice that I gave you and said, friend, why is your name not on your art?
I wish I would have. No, maybe that's where I got the idea that you didn't need to put your name on things.
So you track him down. You're like, hey, I'm Grant. I have a band. I'm a mediocre guitar player, but I play with some really great.
Exactly.
I play with some really great players, and we're putting together an album. I'm putting my heart and soul into this. And would you consider making the album cover?
Yeah. And so then he did the last album, and then I've just kind of been in touch with him ever since. And he did, you know, I asked him to do this one too. And every time he asked me if I have any ideas for the cover, and I'm like, no, I'm not good at this. You do ideas. And then this time I was like, I want a loon on it.
And my name.
That was it. That was all I had. And then he came up with the rest. So I'm pretty happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, it turned out great. So let's talk about the vinyl thing.
Yeah.
What is the difference between waiting? Do you have to wait longer to release your album because there's such a backlog on vinyl?
No, because we got it done last summer. So
you've had this since last summer?
We paid to get the vinyl pressed in like September. And then they got it done in December. I mean, shout out to Pirates Press. It was the best. If anyone needs vinyl press, that's where to go. They were on their A game. They said 8 weeks, and it was 8 weeks.
Wow. You've had this that long, and I'm just getting it now?
Yeah, man. We sat on it for a little
jerk.
Bit. I know. Sorry.
I thought we had something going. The Sioux Line Loons. We're going to talk. I'm going to get you your guitar in a little bit.
All right.
I'm going to take a break. I'm going to thank my sponsors. I want to play another one of your songs. I want to play the song Hope.
That sounds good to me.
Who's on this song?
Charlie Parr. And
what?
Then the rest of us.
Charlie Parr.
Yeah, it's Charlie Parr and the Sioux Line Loons.
All right. I just have so many more questions. This is the song Hope.
Drink up, and order again.
pretty lucky. You know, we've just recently opened up the studios here in light of, you know, current situations. And I'm having a lot of fun, man.
It's a good time.
I knew this was going to be good. And I'm really happy with this album. And I'm excited to get this into our general rotation. Not just the song of the day, or not just because you're a Minnesota guy, but because it's really good music and people need to hear it.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Have you shopped this out to other radio stations?
We have been shopping it out a little bit.
How does that go?
You know, it's hit or miss. Some of them don't really get back to you. We had another one the other day that I won't mention that did play us and then made fun of the song they played. So that was interesting. Yeah.
Like in a funny way. Was it funny?
It wasn't funny, man. I mean, I'm cool if you make fun of me and it's a good joke, but it wasn't really a good joke.
Oh, what song?
So they played Long Winter. And it has a repetitive chorus because it repeats, you know, like...
It's been a long winter.
Yeah, and at the end of it, the guy is just like, I don't know if you guys couldn't tell, but the name of that one was Long Winter. And then he just kind of chuckled like he was the funniest guy in the world.
What a...
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
It is.
That's one that I did not put it in the library, but I might now just so that I can say that.
I think you should say it every time you play it.
Oh, so, what? Okay. And so now, I'm assuming you have, because you're a techie kind of guy, you know how things work, you have like an email list.
Yeah.
And so every time you get a contact, you add those in, and then so you send out your press releases and, yep, and this and that. Does it suck when you send out something and like that's an investment? Like you giving me this record is cash out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And then now I don't play it.
Yeah, but I like you, so you know it's fine just giving you a vinyl if...
Even if I didn't play it?
Even if you don't play it.
Yeah. I'm going to play it. I'm going to put it on later tonight. Just let it all go.
I love it, man.
You know, in fact, tomorrow morning, maybe I'll just spin the whole thing from beginning to end.
I appreciate it.
What do I care? And then I'm going to make fun of Long Winter.
There you go. That's
Do you want to play Long Winter?
I got to be honest with you. It's the one song I can't play. So I haven't had to learn it. I just haven't had to learn it because Eric had the guitar part and, you know, we haven't played since we recorded it.
Can you do it a cappella?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
You should have seen him start squirming. Like he's trying. How am I gonna get out of this one? You're really good at deflecting. I ask uncomfortable questions, and you deflect.
Should have been a politician.
Sue Line Loons. How can people find you? How can people support you?
So we're everywhere. You know, we've got the Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter, but I just kind of use it to make fun of Twitter. I think I have 3 followers, so I wouldn't go there. You can go to our website, SueLineLoonsMusic.com. That's where you can get all of our records. This record's up there. It's not released till May 14th, but we'll send it to you if you want to buy
really?
One. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it wasn't released yet.
Oh, no, but it's...
We're way ahead of schedule.
That's awesome. That's great news.
Shoot.
Dude,
sorry,
I love
man.
It.
I didn't mean to blow your release.
No, you're fine.
When is it coming out officially?
May 14th. I gave it to you because I wanted you to have it.
Well, I'm glad that I do, and I'm glad that we do. So in the pandemic, you know, typically you release your album, and then you go out and you do a big CD release party or an album release party. How's that looking?
Yeah, we got nothing on the books right now just because we don't know, you know, where to play or what things are looking like. I mean, things seem to be starting to pick back up, getting back to normal a little bit.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to give you an option. So I've made the decision.
I can't make decisions.
Do you want a song about deer camp or a song about dancing at a VFW? And neither of them are a party song.
Is it the same thing?
They're pretty close.
Deer camp.
Deer camp it is.
All right. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Grant Glad from the Sioux Line Loons. And this is a song called Gunpowder at Dawn.
Great title. Did you write it?
I did, yeah.
Okay. You want to dedicate it to Christy?
This goes out to Christy Hattershead.
Showed up to deer camp with my rifle and my bag. Wet behind the ears, gonna become a man. Waited my turn, waited 13 long years. This ain't no place for a child, I've been told. This ain't no place for a child. The old men are cigars, losing at cards. Playboys and skull cans that litter the floor. Lord, how they litter the floor. See all your secrets, bet all my innocence. Just a kid learning the right ways to sin. Learning the right ways to sin. Never seen my old man in the shape that he's in. Even Superman needs a drink now and then. Surrounded by heroes, booze on the breath, laughing at things I don't know. As they slur through politics, in their minds I'll always be frozen in time. Just a boy looking up to their bloodshot eyes. Just a boy looking up to their eyes. The chorus gets louder, talk turns to the morn. Like a drunken congregation filled with midnight fire. The beer I've been sneaking gets easier to drink. Feel the warmth as it flows through my veins. Feel the warmth flow through my veins. We're just killing time until sunrise arrives. But I hope that morning don't come. But I hope that morning don't come. The last thing I remember is Danny cleaning his gun, telling me dreams are all you got. Now, son, don't ever let them die, son. Brushed off his barrel, not looking my way. About the rust from leaving it in the rain. Leaving it all in the rain. Nothing lasts forever. Morning came in a flash. With banded heads, we headed out to the stands. Crisp, fresh snow and the December wind burned through my clothes, left a hole in my skin. Burned through my clothes, left a hole. Bitter black coffee, first time on my tongue. And a Remington shotgun all way down the slugs. A Remington shotgun way down. Ready to wait just as long as it takes to prove that your boy's now a man. Prove that your boy's now a man. Sunrise came up over the trees. There she was standing with her baby fine. Standing with her baby fine. The shot rang out, disturbed the peace. My hands, they shook, my ears rang like a bell. And I smelled gunpowder at dawn.
That was a cool song, man.
Thanks, man.
You've really been the pandemic has been really good to you.
It has been all right, yeah.
So, here's the thing. We have 10 minutes left. Time always flies when you're here. And
quick.
I apologize for wasting your time talking about all this nonsense.
Not like, a waste of time at all, man. It's been a
Charlie,
ball.
Charlie Parr. Who? We have 10 minutes, and then at 8 o'clock, I need to talk with a lawyer.
That's right.
Do you want to stick around for that?
I'll
Are you in a hurry?
No, I got nowhere to be.
So, can I ask, this is your second time here, and both times I have to imagine you're like, hey, I'm going to be on the radio to your bandmates.
Yeah.
And yet, last time, I get it, they had day jobs, had to do whatever. This time we're in the middle of a pandemic. Like, what are they doing tomorrow?
Okay, this is my fault, because we haven't been practicing, so I was like, well, I don't think we should all go up there and, you know, stink up the place.
No, no, no. Grant.
I'm sorry, man. I just want you all to myself, Sean.
Man. So you didn't even invite them?
Not this go around, no.
Do they know that you're on here right now?
They know I'm here, yeah.
Do you, Did you text him as you were out in front being like, hey, tune in, I'm going to be on the radio?
That was exactly the plan. Yeah.
What a jerk.
I know.
Dude, you might not have a band to go back to.
Just call me Paul Westerberg.
Call me The Current.
Yeah.
Shoot. Oh, man. So here's the question. Do you want to play another song? Or do you want me to play songs off your album?
Man, play them off the record. Let's do that.
Are you sure? It's not even released yet.
That's fine.
Play them. I lied. You know what? I picked out. You gave me the CD.
Yeah.
And I don't. I'm gonna tell you. I didn't listen to all of them.
It's all good.
I listened to all of the songs. I listened to all the songs, but I listened to like snip. I did what Charlie Parson did.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then I grabbed them, and then I put them into the library, and I experienced these this morning as we were playing them live. That's... And I did pick Long Winter, and the thought to make fun of it never even crossed my mind.
Well, thanks.
I thought it was a really cool song, as a matter of fact. So we're going to play Long Winter. It's the Sioux Line Loons.